Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely fantastic day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing really, really well. I was pixelating a minute ago as far as my digital receiving circuit here, so let me know if I start doing that again, and I'll reposition the receiver. Doing great.
Yeah, so far you sound pretty good.
Okay, what's your first story, bud?
Well, the first one, I found this to be very, very interesting here now. As you guys, if you remember, I brought up a topic that was a couple months ago on the aspect of the Straight Pride event parade that was going on essentially in Boston, Massachusetts later on this year. And so the individuals that did it, I remember I went into detail and discussed how they essentially were doing this to express the aspect of the muzzling of conservatives and individuals simply for being heterosexual. This is something that's become very, very common now, even in the workplace, in the aspect of free speech. I'm getting some feedback from you on your end, Ed. And so this is something everybody needs to understand, that this is not just the fact of it's a straight pride event where people are coming out and being bigoted towards people that are different from them, or even people's values or people's decisions on what they make. The whole reason behind this event was the basis of, just because you're heterosexual doesn't mean you have to self-censor yourself and you can't speak your mind and you can't have freedom of speech. That's what this whole thing is about, that you have the ability to express yourself freely, unmolested on your way, and you shouldn't be accosted, belittled, threatened, or harassed, or having battery done to you because you're basically speaking what you believe, when the left continues to do what they want on a regular basis. And when you don't do what they want or say or do what they say, they essentially harass you, threaten you, intimidate you, and in some cases beat you. Well, now we have an interesting situation now where the Straight Pride event is coming up in Boston here shortly, and two Democratic members of the House of Representatives, Cortez and Elena Presley, are now both publicly encouraging on Twitter for their followers to donate to a GoFundMe set up by Antifa before their protest they have scheduled in Boston against the Straight Pride Parade. The fund's description clearly states that the money will be used for unplanned arrest that would result from their bold direct action, which, as we've already seen before, their direct action means they're essentially going to be running around with milkshakes with quick cement mix in them, running around with bags of urine and feces, running around with aerosol cans and 2x4s with nails in them, so forth. And so the tweet that she sent out was, one way to support the local LGBTQ community impacted by Boston's white supremacy parade is contribute to the bail fund for the activists who put themselves on the line protecting the Boston community. So we have two members of Congress now actively committing sedition. This is sedition, by the way, if you guys have ever looked up the context of it. Now, sedition can go both ways, whether it be government members or whether it be citizens of that country. And, you know, the concept of sedition is interesting. I'm not going to go back into all of it. That's a long history lesson. But essentially, the definition of sedition is incitement of resistance or violence or insurrection against lawful authority. And so we have members of Congress now, sitting congresswomen, blatantly asking their supporters to donate money to Antifa to pay for them so they can bail out of jail after they get arrested for their violent, sadistic behavior on, so far, what we have seen is fully peaceful protesting that is planned. The Straight Pride Parade is organized by a group that calls themselves the Super Happy Fun America, and the purpose of the event was to take a stand for free speech and demonstrate that the oppressed majority of straight Americans have just as much right to celebrate their sexuality as does the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ community. I added the last couple letters in there because it just seems fitting to add the alphabet when you have people adding this together now. And so, unlike the Straight Pride Parade organizers, who have never spoke a word against the LGBT community, understand this, they have not spoken any ill will. They've done very, very good on this, on not calling out the gay community, essentially. And they've just highlighted, and this is what they've done really well, is highlighted the hypocrisy of those supporting gay pride events by protesting when heterosexuals celebrate their own heterosexuality. The Antifa counter-protesters have now been handing out flyers that they on there says, straight sex is rape, and also saying that sex with whites is white supremacy. I kid you not, this is what the Antifa members have been handing out now. And what's funny is the Super Happy Fun American group that's holding this straight pride event, they've actually done interviews and posted a bunch of it on YouTube now, of them going up to individuals at gay pride events, this is back months ago, and asking individuals, what do you think about having a straight pride event in Boston? And it's ironic because almost every single person they interviewed said, oh no, you can't do that. That's racist. That's what white supremacy. I mean, and I'm talking like unbelievably hardcore rhetoric that didn't even make any sense when you simply are asked, what do you think about a straight pride event? Some of the most bigoted, racist, hardcore comments I've ever heard in my life about simply having a straight pride event, and they posted them now to show you the level of suppression that the American population is now having about their free speech. But I just wanted to kind of start off with that, Dad, to just show you the level of not only, and this really ties back into what we talked about yesterday, is that they are not satisfied, the hardcore leftist communists that essentially have come out of this Frankfurt School, they are not satisfied until they can do everything in their power to suppress free speech, conservative speech, and Christian speech, to the point now that we have active sitting members of Congress asking their followers to give money to a terrorist organization to bail them out of jail after they commit domestic assault and battery on peaceful protesters before it even happens, Dad.
You know, Austin, you almost have I know personally, because of normalcy bias, I have a hard time believing this, but if I wasn't in the news media and the business of this now, and we didn't have the show for the past 5 years, you know, I would be thinking, no way, this isn't going to happen. I mean, who cares if a straight pride person does it? But let me share something with you. Years ago, I've told you the story before. This is back in the early 90s. I was doing 40 talk shows a week as a guest. And I'm talking major, major stations. I'm talking number top two, top three, top four, top five in a city. And some weeks we have the 40 shows, 8 shows a day, I'd be a guest. Anywhere from 3 minutes to 5 minutes to an hour per show, depending on what the format was. And what was interesting is I had a huge show, the number one show in Boston. This is like in the early 90s. It's like 30 years ago. And they were holding. And what happened is they put me on hold. They called me up. And I had developed a home study course called Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. Phenomenal program. I need to get some more of those in inventory so you guys can still use those. And what happened is we ended up being put on hold before I went on live. In other words, I could hear what they were talking about on the show, but I was not on the show. And they had already told everybody that I was coming on like in a couple of minutes or whatever. And all of a sudden, they start having their gay poster boy contest. Now, I'm not kidding you, okay? This wasn't a farce. They were really having a gay poster boy contest in Boston. And I'm like, this is ludicrous. And so I listened to it, and they were actually wanting people to send photos and pictures, and they were going to put a poster up for all the gay stuff. This big gay, this is 30 years ago, a third of a century ago. And I just very gently put the phone down and hung up. And then about, an hour and a half later, when the show was over with at 10 o'clock, it was probably 8:30 in the morning, I was going to be drive time. I probably would have sold, you know, a few tape series here and there, or CD series. And, you know, and the guy calls me up and starts chewing me out and says, why did you hang up on us? No one ever hangs up on us. We're the number one show in Boston. And I said, dude, I said, I'm not going to have my name associated with a gay poster boy contest. He goes, what do you mean? I said, you heard what I said. I said, I didn't stutter. He goes, well, do you realize how much money you may have lost this morning? I said, I don't care. I said, I don't want to be associated with it. I said, if you guys want to have all this perversion going on up there in Boston, knock yourself out. I said, but I am out of your loop. Oh, he's, I'm going to tell everybody now. You blah, 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 blah. And he starts threatening me. I said, dude, just shut up, go away, and leave me alone. I hung up on him again. And I never heard back from him. I don't remember his name. I don't remember the station. I remember I was still living at a place called Somerset, so it had to be back in like 91, 92. So it was just a just a long time ago. But I'll never forget that, Austin, that that guy was that liberal, and they were already that liberal in Boston at that time. They were having a gay poster boy event, and they were just, and they were being serious about it. They were having a great time with it, and I wasn't going to be associated with it. Boston is an interesting place. It's got some of the best historical landmarks in the country. Parts of the city are stunningly beautiful. I mean, just stunningly beautiful. They didn't have to worry about Sherman marching to the sea in Boston and having them burn and kill every living thing.
Oh, there you go.
Did I slip and say that?
Don't bring that up now.
Oh, don't bring that up. That's about it. Let's not think about Atlanta being burned to the ground and Sherman taking a 60-mile swath of the country and burning everything to the sea under Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator's orders. The great tyrant is what he was. I'm going to say it again. I've said it before, and I've got blowback from it, and I don't care. If I ever became president of the United States, my first executive order would be to tear down the Lincoln Memorial. God, the guy was a doggone traitor to this country. Him and his doggone satanic witchcraft seance having in the White House wife. Ugh. Need I digress? Let me stop before I start by that. Just, this is where on this topic. Parents, it's not a Breitbart. Parents are irate over forced elementary gender identity curriculum. Parents in Oak Park, California, surprise, surprise, are condemning a new elementary school curriculum that pushes gender ideology in the classrooms of young children. Parents says, as a parent, absolutely we have the right to choose what's best for our children. We know what's going to confuse them. Jennifer, we are told, ABC 7 News. In July, California Parent Alliance posted a slideshow that was presented at a school board meeting. Basically, the slideshow included one slide featuring a gender unicorn. Sickos. Gender does not equal sexuality. Another slide says, Palo Alto Unified, every new teacher trained on LGBTQXTYWXYZ, according to Austin, issues. And a third slide incites the SOGI, Sexual Orientations and Gender Identity Program. The school district stated in an earlier slide that gender curriculum was created in coordination with readers, workshop teachers, and inspired by and drawing up upon lessons from teaching tolerance, welcoming schools, and the Rainbow Umbrella. I posted this on my website so you can all get nauseous together. And this is California. Remember, California, University of Southern California in Berkeley, is one of the schools that these Frankfurt people went to. I talked about that on the show yesterday. I'll cover that again in just a second. Here's another article. Americans have become children, demanding, independent, and needy. As a population that's exotic to the point of extinction, visit vanishing in plain sight, the American adult. This is an article by Maureen Callahan. As a trend, this has been gestating for at least the past decade, from Judd Apatow's glorified man babies to Lena Dunham's ostensibly grown girls to the acceptance of adulting into the lexicon, but it truly is alarming, and it's been calcified this summer. Take primetime TV. The summer was in watching game shows, major stars including Justin Timberlake, Jimmy Kimmel, Rob Lowe, Ellen DeGeneres, Alex, and yes, by the way, I said that correctly, Alex Baldwin, Elizabeth Banks, on and on and on. What it comes down to is that the movie business has changed, Baldwin told Vulture in June. They're going to put up a lot of money, including big fees for Iron Man and those kinds of tentpole films, but everything else, the movies and the movie business have collapsed. Okay. Now, I have no idea why in the world they're tying this all together with adults being children, but what she's basically trying to say here, and I could have done a much better job as far as I'm concerned, is because of the fact that parents have stopped teaching correct behavior and everything goes, the children have no reasonable knowledge of tolerance and levels of acceptance and yes and no answers. In other words, everything's okay. So it doesn't matter if they want to live in their mom and daddy's basement until they're 40, 50 years old. That doesn't make any difference. All they want to do, basically, is have the ability to have fun and to play and to do board games and all the other stuff that children do, and they never, ever grow up. Now, again, yesterday, if you missed yesterday's show, you've got to hear yesterday's show. I mean, I went into detail on the Frankfurt School, who they are, and what they believed in, and who the people were. Now, I'm going to cover a couple of key tenets of them. This is what they said. They want to undermine the foundations of society, especially in the United States. They want the creation of racism and hate speech laws. Continual change to create confusion, i.e. school curricula, including Common Core. Sexual propaganda in schools combined with the homosexualization of children and their corruption by exposing the child porn in the classroom. The systematic undermining of parental teacher authority. Huge immigration to destroy national identity and to foment future race wars. You guys are doing everything here. The systematic promotion of excessive drinking and recreational drugs. Look what happened to Russia. Turned a whole country of alcoholics. The systematic promotion of sexual deviance in society. Gloria Steinem, Playboy magazine. Hugh Hefner, the pervert. An unreliable legal system with a bias against the victims of crime. Yeah, we've got that. Lock her up, yet never happened. Dependency on state benefits. Yeah, over 50 million people getting welfare checks right now. Controlling and dumbing down of media. Six companies now control 96% of the world's media. And these six companies are controlled by the same groups that formed and established the Frankfurt School, including the Rothschild banking community. Encouraging the breakdown of the family. Yeah, that's what we've got now. And an all-out attack on Christianity in the emptying of churches. Stalin did it the easy way. He just burned the churches. So, well, if you want to go to church on Sunday, we'll show you. We'll put you in it and burn it, or just burn it by itself. He burned thousands of churches in Russia. The Russian Orthodox Church was decimated under Lenin and Stalin. And this is the goal these guys have. So when you say the children aren't growing up, or now we're teaching lesbian gay sex in the classroom, or we're teaching trans acceptance in the classrooms, guys, it's all from the Frankfurt School. Every single bit of it. I urge you guys, all of you, to look up the Frankfurt School. There's a really good article in here, and it's in the name of the article, you can Google it. It says, The Frankfurt School and Their Evil Agenda. That's the name of it. The Frankfurt School and Their Evil Agenda. I'm pulling a lot of these notes off of that particular article. Now, I've deleted some of the article. When you read it, you'll understand why. But guys, it's so important to understand that we as Christians have an all-out war going on. We as Christians basically are being attacked, coming and going and going and coming. In fact, yesterday, this is interesting, Michael Schneider, who I really have quoted a lot, he actually came out and posted a video of Benny Hinn. And it says, a watershed moment for American evangelical Christianity. Benny Hinn has renounced the prosperity gospel. Now, I've got to be real careful because I know Benny Hinn here. And he basically has come out and has said some things that are actually very, very accurate. He said basically the Holy Ghost is just fed up with it. The controversial televangelist Benny Hinn, formerly one of the most aggressive components of the prosperity gospel, has for the first time in his career delivered a full-throated rejection of the practice that made him and his family millions. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to talk about this for just 1 second, and I'm going to probably step on a couple toes, and I'm not going to try to this morning. I'm going to do it as lightly as I can. Number one, I'm going to tell you guys to give your money to your local churches, to your local organizations that you know are helping people, to basically the groups of people that you know in your area that are working together, to promote the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, like with me, I'm giving. You saw that I posted on the website. I gave a huge contribution to Global Servants, and me and Austin and the family and you guys, this is a group effort. We just sponsored 22, trying to tie orphan girls to keep them out of the sex slave business over in Thailand. Now, here's the thing. When you're giving money to a TV evangelist, the majority of them aren't right. All right? They're not right in the head. They're messed up. There was a local one in Florida. And his wife is huge. It was his ex-wife now. And she had a huge TV evangelism ministry. And I was on her show many times. I'm not mentioning names, and you can read between the lines on this. She also figures very high in the Trump administration. There you go. I probably said too much. And what was interesting about this is her husband, you knew pretty much with his lips moving, you had to kind of question everything he was saying. Yeah, I said that very nicely. And it ended up being that he actually brought a woman on the platform with him who was like, let me say she was a woman of ill repute, I can say it that way, and told everybody that if they saw him in public with her, that not to think anything of it, that she was his workout partner. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Paul Crouch, if you read the founder of TBN, who's dead now, he has a whole article written on him about a homosexual liaison with his chauffeur. Yeah, look it up. I don't make this stuff up. Now, whether or not all this stuff happened or not, I wasn't in the car with these guys, and I don't want to be in the car with these guys. So here's the thing, guys. A lot of weird stuff happens with these TV evangelists. And what happened back in the 60s at Oral Roberts, and Oral Roberts did this in his tents. He started talking about seed faith. And he started promoting that if you gave God money, he would multiply it back towards you, which is a scripture shaken out, pressed together, running over. But they used it to manipulate people to bring in funds. They even developed letters. They still do this. And we're still, if you give them an offering, they'll send you a letter and thank you for the offering. And they started doing this in the 70s, and they will insert your name into the letter. It's a generic letter. Everybody gets the same letter. But if you have a specific need, they have a certain code they click in for that need, and then that letter generates a specific thing that you're having back problems. Dear Joe, thank you so much for your gift to ORU. We basically have, people praying for you as a prayer team, and we want you to know that we're praying for your back issues. And they would generate these giant letters, and it became a machine. And I'm not picking on ORU, okay, because there are some good people that have graduated from ORU, and some nice people that went to ORU. And my good friend, Pastor Mark Rutland, was the president of ORU. So I'm just saying this is what happened back in the 60s and the 70s. And my father got involved in all that. He started getting these letters and started sending large amounts of money to ORU that he did not have. And so this is what they do. They groom you to continue to be a giving unit, and they figure out the maximum way to get you to give the maximum amount of donations. And they'll even assign a person to you from some of these bigger organizations. If you give X amount of dollars, that will call you up and personally pray with you, et cetera, et cetera. And then they will ask you again for more and more money. Now, the reality is, one of these guys in particular that does this, he's a billionaire now. A billionaire. Now, I don't have a problem with a person being blessed if he's a pastor and living in a nice house, having a nice car. I don't have a problem with any of that. Here's the problem I do have. When you have over $1 billion in cash sitting in an account that could be used to further the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to me, that's hoarding, and that's not what God wants you to be. He wants you to be a conduit. And so that's the problem I have with some of these clowns. I do have a problem with them having 26 mansions around the country. I have a problem with that too. They don't need 26 mansions. They don't need a fleet of jet planes, okay? I got it if they're doing seminars and they've got a small private jet and they're flying around to avoid going through air traffic controls of these major airports and also having to go through TSA. I don't have a bit of problem with them doing that. But they don't need a fleet of jets. Now, I'm just being really straight. I know one of these guys that bought a jet from another ministry, never paid a penny on it, spun the engines out on it, ended up needing $10 million worth of engines, took and gave it back to the other ministry, who basically had to repair the plane, put new engines on it. These guys are scoundrels. I know another group of them that never pay their bills. They never pay their bills. So here's the thing. When they come in and they say now that the prosperity message isn't true, are they trying to say that God wants you to live in poverty? That's not true either. God wants all of your needs met according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus, period. He doesn't want you to live in sickness and disease and in debt. He doesn't want you to do that. But here's the thing that people don't get who are involved in prosperity teaching. Number one, there are other things you have to do besides give them money to be blessed. You've got to pay your bills. You've got to make sure you don't extend yourself too far from a credit standpoint. You have to learn how to not buy things you don't need with money you don't have or that you borrowed to impress people that you don't know. You've got to learn how to discipline yourself in all the areas of your life as far as finance. You've got to learn how to say, maybe I need to just not go out and eat dinner every night, and maybe I just need to go ahead and stay at home, and maybe I need to take that extra money and apply it towards my mortgage, and maybe I can get the mortgage paid off in 7, 8, 10 years instead of 40 years. Maybe I can be debt-free with my house loan. And that's why I put together the CD series, How to Live Disease-Free, Debt-Free, and Worry-Free. That one we still have available. That's a phenomenal CD series too. And I talk about the principles of success and the principles of failure. And I talk about what people need to do. And here's how it works. Let's give you a little nutshell. Let's say that you've got God's riches. Remember, you got to get this. You're in covenant with God through Christ Jesus. You have a blood covenant with the creator of the universe. But he expects, he has a certain set of responsibilities that you're required to do. And so it's kind of like having a giant vault with the riches of the universe in it. But there's like a 20 combination tumbler on it. Now, if you guys have ever done a 3 or 4 combination tumbler, you know how hassle, what a hassle you have. Turn to the right, turn to the left, turn to the left, turn to the right. And you've got all these different things. These tumbler combinations are based upon God's word and what his requirements for you to do. Walk in love, forgive people, all these different things that we're supposed to do as Christians. And so if people don't understand that these are required of them in order to be blessed, now you'll have all your needs met according to your riches and glory when you accept Jesus Christ, but your finances may be in disarray because of what you've done or because of who you haven't paid or what you haven't said. It goes on and on and on. I have a whole series on this. And this is the problem with these quote-unquote prosperity teachers. They never teach repentance. They teach, God loves you and so do I. Send me money and you'll be blessed. Oh, gosh, that's what they say. I heard Paul Crouch one time. God, I couldn't stand that guy. He was on a TV show out in Israel, and he was complaining because they weren't giving money, and he starts yelling at the camera, and he says, the reason you're not blessed is because you're not sending me money. That's what he said. I heard it with my own ears. And I thought to myself, what the heck? What about all the other reasons that could be in their life? Not sending you money is why they're not blessed? And this is the problem. This is why this whole thing went off the rails, because they turned it into a business. They took the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They took basically grace, which is given to you and me for free through God because of Christ, and they put a price tag on it. And they started pushing people that if you give X amount of dollars, we're going to get your family saved. This is no difference than selling the indulgences the Catholic Church did, the get out of hell free cards. There's no difference in this, except for the evangelicals did it, and these prosperity preachers did it. And so now, if this is a true realization that Benny Hinn has, if he really is serious about this, because remember, he ended up owing millions of dollars in unpaid airtime. That's why it's not on TV anymore. Now, that's inside information that I know personally. And that's why he's not on TV. And that's why he's, you know, the boy's got some issues, all right? I told you already that one time that I donated a bunch of books to him, and he ended up not even sending the books out, and we got hundreds and hundreds of phone calls because they didn't get their books from Benny, and I started giving out free books because Benny wouldn't send the books out that I'd given him for free. So he's not a business guy. Now, when he gets under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, he's one of the best preachers I've ever heard. I mean, he delivers some of the best messages, some of the best altar calls I've ever heard. And always remember this, guys. The anointing and talent can take you there, but it's the character that keeps you there. It's the character. A person has to be known for his word. I'm going to be there tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Show up 5 minutes early. Known for your word. Not, I'm sorry I'm late. I got caught in traffic. No, you just leave 10 minutes early if you think traffic's bad. If you think you got bad tires on your car and you have to change a tire, you leave 30 minutes early. You do what you say you're going to do. It's one of the simplest things to success. Just do what you say you're going to do. And do it with a joyful heart, with a joyful spirit. And see, this is what we have to understand as Christians. God wants you to be blessed. My gosh, he gave you the ability to control the fabric of time-space by your thoughts and by your words. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. By every word we shall be judged. By every word we shall be acquitted. By every word we speak. Everything we know now from a physics standpoint that consciousness creates reality and prayers and scalar waves. All the stuff that I tie together on the show all the time. He's given us those abilities. But guys, if you do people wrong, if you do them wrong, it comes back on you. The world calls it karma. We call it the law of sowing and reaping. It's what the world sees. You know, they don't care. And so we as Christians can't be involved in stuff that's not right. We can't be bringing prostitutes on the platform as a pastor and saying, don't be concerned about seeing me and her in public because blah, 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 we're friends and she's my workout partner. What the heck? There's no part of that that's okay. And see, and this is what's happened. This prosperity gospel ran off the rails because God wants you to be blessed, but they started using it and started selling grace. They started selling their indulgences. And that's why I don't agree with those types of folks. And you know, and then you have the other people that get up there and they have these huge audiences and huge churches, and they never teach repentance. They teach that God loves you, and they go to the Lady Gaga concerts on the weekend. And you know who I'm talking about. I brought it up last month. And all of a sudden, you say, well, how can they be blessed? Well, guys, there's another agenda on this. Are they promoting the New World agenda by what they're doing? Are they promoting the teachings and the values of the Frankfurt School? Are they really thinking that going to a Lady Gaga concert is going to be something that's going to bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ? Do they really think that? No. If they do, they're pretty misled. Or maybe they're doing what their handlers are doing for them. You know, why are these guys, some of these guys, billionaires? How do you get into the billionaire boy club? What do you have to do to get there? Is that possible on your own? I believe it is. But will they allow you to do it on your own without getting a nod from somebody on up? You know, $1 billion can change a lot of stuff. You can do a lot of different things with $1 billion. Look what George Soros does with his money. Of course, that's Rothschild money. But need I digress? But that's enough of that this morning. That's what I want to cover, that story, because Michael Schneider covered it, Austin, and I want to give you my point, my take on it, since I was involved with a bunch of these guys over the years. Oz, what do you think, bud?
Well, that was really well said. And, you know, I mean, that's exactly, you nailed it on the head. When you get to that level, if you get to that level of income and net worth where, I mean, you're a billionaire, I mean, you can do a lot of bad stuff, like George Soros, but you can do a lot of good stuff if you want. The problem is, it's really a hit or miss, like you said, because you rarely ever see. And here's the aspect you run into from a financial standpoint. Being in business, I've been in business for years now. Dad's been in business even longer than I have. You know, I have an MBA from Southeast University, so I even studied that before I came in and, you know, started running Health Masters. To get to that level of income, to get to that level of net worth, it's almost impossible to do so without leveraging and loans and business with bankers. That's a fact. When you get to that level and you're trying to make that level of income, you have to have some type of leveraging with banks. In most cases, now some people may argue and say, yeah, you may be able to do it on your own, this and that, but it's rare if I've ever seen it. So, I mean, usually at some point in time, you're involved with banks. And the problem that we have seen, and you guys know my stance on this, is that the banks love money. And as many people have said, and Proverbs clearly says, the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, I'm not saying all banks are evil, or certainly nobody that works at banks, not everybody that works at banks is evil. I'm not implying that at all. But what I'm saying is, when you start dealing with institutions that have notably, historically, been involved in money manipulation for years, well, hundreds of years, well, actually thousands of years, actually going all the way back to biblical history as the money changers in the temple that Jesus threw out. All the way from there and all the way forward, you know that in some cases, bankers are involved in some very, 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 very shady money manipulation practices. So that begs the question, if you try to get to that level of income and you get to that level of net worth and you have to deal with bankers on that level of cash, at some point in time, in my opinion, you're going to have to compromise on something. Just that's kind of a fact. It's going to be very difficult for you to get to that point without zero compromise ever. And so when you start seeing these churches get to that level and they have this amount of income, you really have to question what they're actually doing and what they're doing on the back end and how much they've compromised. Because, I mean, it's one thing, you know, if you got a church or something, they're, you know, a multi-million dollar church, that's not abnormal at all. And that's not hard to do organically if you have a really, really good Christian pastor. But when you start reaching this level with hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars being brought in every year and fleets of private jets, I mean, I've known people, I've talked to people that have had jets. They're, I mean, unbelievably expensive when it comes to flying, maintenance, care, everything. They're an insanely large amount of money. And so when you see these guys that fly around in them everywhere and they fly across the country and around the world every single week and they constantly have another conference or another convention and something they have to do and they're burning $150,000 in jet fuel flying around that week or more. And you kind of have to start asking yourself, what really are they involved in to have that level of money? We've seen with Jeffrey Epstein, I mean, he just acquired massive amounts of cash out of nowhere, had his own jets to fly around in and do whatever he wanted, including a G4, the Lita Express that we all know now. And I mean, I've talked in detail about the money it costs just to operate that plane on a semi-regular basis. And then all of a sudden he allegedly dies and he's got this, what, $550 million heir now that he has anonymous recipients getting, you know, this trust fund. You know, when you get to that level and all of a sudden you just start acquiring hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, you got to start asking yourself a question. Where is all this money coming from? When you start having to look at inventory, when you start looking at taxes, when you start looking at Social Security and all this stuff that the government forces the standard population to pay, and then you start looking at individuals in Congress and individuals in the Senate, and you know, and you start looking at how they have a net worth of $150 million, you really got to question if they're playing everything by the book or if they've got the nod from the big boy bankers to start doing that. I mean, how does a public servant like Pelosi, when you're making an average of $160,000 a year in Congress, acquire a net worth of $150 million or whatever it's at now? How does that occur? It's a lot of money. So just thought I'd add on that. I don't want to digress anymore. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. Quercetin, new research study has come out of the University of Alberta in Canada studying quercetin on smooth muscles and how it affects them as far as from a recovery standpoint and from a muscle performance standpoint. If you guys know, if you've used our HGH Stimulate before, we have it loaded with quercetin. It's also got L-citrulline. It's also got L-arginine. Incredibly great product at producing what is called nitric oxide, which actually increases the diameter of the blood vessels and increases blood flow throughout the entire body. And on top of that, with the added quercetin, it massively increases exercise and energy, and it also increases recovery. Quercetin is one of the most abundant flavonoids found in the body and has been extensively studied due to its various biological activities that are beneficial to human health. These activities include anti-inflammatory aspects, antioxidants, and antihistamine. Recent studies have emerged demonstrating the ability of quercetin to actually show indicators in repair of muscle damage. The University of Alberta in Canada tested quercetin on gallbladder strips, and they wanted to determine which system or systems mediate the relaxation of the gallbladder smooth muscles, and their findings were published in the journal Nutritional Research. Some of the most recently discovered ones including anti-carcinogenic and cardioproperty activities and the ability to increase endurance and oxygen consumption during training. And so a benefit associated they found with quercetin is the ability to protect the muscle from damage caused by intense exercise. And this is why we put it in the HGH Stimulate. I get emails all the time on this product as far as what's in it, what it does, why it works, and then people that try it and they go, oh my gosh, this is great. This is why Dad and I, we always use it whenever we train. In a study, in a randomized double-blind crossover study, researchers gave 12 participants quercetin twice a day for 2 weeks while they completed an eccentric exercise program designed to induce severe muscle damage, specifically disruption, potential impairment of the muscle tissue. Researchers reported that quercetin not only improved their performance, but it also decreased the severity of muscle weakness caused by the eccentric exercises. Due to these physical benefits, many athletes now rely on quercetin supplements to relieve muscle inflammation caused by workouts. You can also find quercetin in vegetables like broccoli, and also, too, again, you can take it in supplements. Now, back to the study in Canada, they investigated the quercetin effects on the effects of gallbladder on smooth muscles, in particular if it could relax gallbladder smooth muscles. They had learned previously that you can relax intestinal and vascular smooth muscles with quercetin. For this experiment, they used an in vitro technique and tested quercetin on gallbladder strips to find out which studies or systems mediated the relaxation. So they reported the addition of quercetin produced a significant decrease in the amount of tension in the gallbladder strips. And then it goes into detail, all the research. I don't want to go on any further because I've already taken enough time with this. I know Dad's got other articles too. The point being with this is quercetin is crucial if you're involved in any type of exercise, especially if you're involved in high endurance exercise like running or CrossFit, stuff that you really, really break down muscle tissue, or you're involved in heavy weightlifting, or even if you're just an adult trying to stay in good shape and you want to recover as efficiently as possible, quercetin is crucial. So this is why we have these specific ingredients in the HGH Stimulate, and this is why in most cases people that start taking that product absolutely love it because of the key core ingredients we've added into that product, including quercetin, Dad. But I just want to kind of bring that up. So I've gotten a lot of emails lately on that product and people kind of asking what it does, what it doesn't do, what you expect from it. And it's a completely natural supplement, completely natural ingredients. There's no HGH added to it. That's a big misconception I get asked all the time if we actually add human growth hormone. First off, you can't take human growth hormone orally, even if we added it. Secondly, it's illegal as far as to do without a prescription, so we would never add that to the product. And we have key ingredients and supplements that actually help increase HGH production, increase nitric oxide production, and increase muscle recovery and muscle endurance, and that is what the HGH Stimulate product is designed to do, Dan.
Well, what also it does is act like a natural Viagra in men.
And that think, too.
Well, no, that's one of the primary reasons people buy it. Plus, it really helps them maintain healthy blood pressure. And I mean, it's one of those products that it's just phenomenal. We've had it now for about 20 years. It's one of our top repeat products because people start using it and they're going, "Wow, this product is absolutely amazing." And what it does, the HGH, you know, it's just a really good way to help burn body fat. And I used to say it's like putting butter in a microwave the way it burns body fat. This product was developed with a simple test and task in mind. We want to help have healthy blood pressure and oxygen flow to peripheral tissues. And that's why we did it, because it helps maintain healthy male support, supports lean body mass. It makes you incredibly strong in the gym if you use it. It helps increase athletic performance. It supports dilation of blood vessels and healthy blood pressure. And it promotes healthy blood and oxygen flow to the brain for healthy mood, mind, and memory. You know, and a lot of this is because of the nitric oxide. But remember, nitric oxide is really difficult to do. You have to have folate. Research has shown that the homocysteine levels may decrease bioavailability of nitric oxide. So we have to have folate in there to help modulate this. Additionally, folate is also involved in the body's synthesis of THBP, and THBP is an essential cofactor for nitric oxide synthesis. And a lot of these nitric oxide supplements, they don't have folate in it. And they don't do this stuff. They don't put citrulline in it, because it's probably the best way to create nitric oxide, because it quickly permeates the intestinal wall and enters into the bloodstream, citrulline. From there, citrulline is processed by the kidneys, where it becomes L-arginine, and oral supplementation of L-citrulline has been shown to increase the L-plasma L-arginine availability better than L-arginine does, much better. And so what we've learned is the highest quality products to put in this product. Then we put quercetin that I've talked about. This is a major flavonoid. It's naturally occurring in plants, but shown to possess a wide variety of effects, including an incredibly potent antioxidant effect. Then we put vitamin C and E in it. So this is just a little bit of the research that we've put into this one product, and it really, really, really works. I take it all the time. I mean, I take it now. I don't. And we have people who order it all over the world to help maintain healthy blood pressure. And, you know, it really supports healthy blood pressure. And see, this is something that folks need to understand, is that if you give your body the nutrients that it needs, in most cases, it'll take care of itself. You start trying to make it run, which is a song by Jackson Brown, "Running on Empty." Right? If you try to make your body run on empty, it can't produce the necessary compounds that it needs to stay healthy. And so that's why this is one of our star products, HGH Stimulate. And the reason we call it HGH Stimulate, because it helps stimulate the formation of human growth hormone in the body, which again helps to burn body fat and helps make you feel really, really good. And again, it really works amazing in the gym as far as how it helps you to gain strength. By the way, another article just came out. Pope Francis: "It is an honor to be attacked by the Americans." It's on Breitbart. Pope Francis said that he is honored to be attacked by American conservatives who would like to bring down his pontificate. Aboard the papal plane en route to Mozambique, the Pope was addressing French journalist Nicolas Sinis from the Catholic newspaper, who had just given him a copy of his new book criticizing U.S. conservative Catholics. In his book titled "How America Wants to Change the Pope," which they do, by the way, I have a good friend of mine, his name is Tom, and he's a Catholic, and he can't stand this Pope. The author alleges that accusations by the former papal to the U.S. Archbishop were actually an attempt by American conservatives to force this Pope to resign. You know, this guy's promoting Christianity and Islam together. He's promoting the fact that you don't have to be saved and accept Jesus Christ to be saved, that you can come from different religions. This guy basically has promoted this new world order repeatedly. This guy's a nut. He's just, quite frankly, a nut. This is the same guy who was in Argentina and who basically oversaw the slaughter of a whole bunch of Argentinians under Operation Condor. Yeah, that's this guy. So this Pope needs to go away. my friends that are Catholics in this country, they're absolutely right. And this whole thing with him and this acceptance of him, with this whole clergy, with this pedophilia, it needs to go away. I mean, the Catholic Church is self-imploding. It really is. And it's sad because it held together Christendom for 1,000 years, 1,500 years, until Martin Luther came and said, hey, wait a minute, you guys have gotten, you know, top-heavy and you've gotten corrupt, and so you really need to fix this mess, and you have to stop selling get-out-of-hell-free cards. I mentioned that earlier, called indulgences, which is what these evangelical prosperity guys have been doing. That's what they've been doing. Let's just make it simple like that. And so the Catholic Church is in trouble. But again, look at us. Look at the evangelicals in this country. Look at the guys that are on TV and all the crazy stuff that they're involved in. I mean, this is some crazy nonsense that's going on. And yet we're supposed to sit here and think that this is all going to be okay because we've got the Donald in the White House and Q told us that it's all going to come happy, happy, happy. And we're going to have 10 million indictments now. Pretty soon the whole country will be indicted. So there you go. One more health article to jump on it. You know, the whole country's going to be indicted. Roundup herbicide glyphosate linked to increased rates of colon rectal cancer by young adults. This is true. Now, why does that happen? Roundup tears up the intestinal tract, and Roundup is in glyphosate is in GMO foods. When you feed an animal like corn that's been sprayed with glyphosate, these animals, their guts turn to mush, even pigs. I mean, everything turns to mush. This is what's happening and why we're getting colorectal cancer in young adults. In part one of this article, it was by Redwood, it says, the disturbing increase in colorectal cancer in young adults, we call attention to the steep rise in colorectal cancer incidence in young people in their 20s and 30s discussed with the risks associated with viral vaccines. In part two, we discuss glyphosate as another plausible culprit in colorectal cancer epidemic. Guys, it's so important that you realize that these vaccines and glyphosate are linked to so many things, including autism. You got to avoid this stuff. You got to eat food that hasn't been sprayed with glyphosate. You got to eat animals if you're going to eat chicken that hasn't been given corn that's been sprayed with glyphosate. You got to eat as organic as you possibly can in order to stay healthy. There's an all-out war on your immune system right now. Yesterday, I was talking to Sheila and Zelensky, and she was talking about immune system. And she has a friend who has some immune system problems. I said, look, Sheila, it's C, D3K2, iodine, and astragalus if you start coming down with something. I said, that stuff, that stuff knocks out everything. And this is the thing. You have those nutrients, those concentrations high enough in your system, except for the astragalus. You don't need to take that every day. Then what happens is when your body starts getting invaded by a certain microbe, your body's own immune system takes care of it. But guys, if your gut is trashed out because you've been eating glyphosate and your intestines are all tore up, you need to think through this and think, well, just maybe I need to cut these foods back out of my diet. But anyhow, so I thought that was interesting, Austin. Now they're linking glyphosate and vaccines to intestinal issues, including intestinal cancers, in young folks in their 20s. I mean, kids in their 20s never had colon cancer. That was something that 50, 60, 70, 80-year-old people had, not people in their 20s, bud. What do you think?
Oh, that's really, I mean, that's very accurate, and that's exactly what we're seeing, because, and we've talked about it before now, because we're seeing the first generation, really, in history now that are in their 20s, basically my age, you know, in the 20s, mid-20s, early 20s, 30s, so forth, that have grown up entirely on processed GMO glyphosate-ridden food, especially the ones in their early 20s now. They're born, you know, in the 90s and so forth, when glyphosate really became prominent and heavily used in U.S. agriculture pretty much everywhere now. And now it's the point where, I mean, it's insane. They do these tests, and it's like everything is contaminated with glyphosate. Even organic food now is contaminated with glyphosate in some cases. And majority of the time, it's very, very small amounts, and it's not because the food's actually been sprayed directly with glyphosate, but it's from the overspray, and it's from the water. It's from all types of other indirect exposure, because it's being used and being sprayed so regularly that you have wind drifts. I mean, it catches it. It gets in the water supply. It contaminates everything. And the problem is it doesn't break down. So it's a nightmare. It never goes away. That's why they do tests on people, and they've got, you know, all this glyphosate in their urine. And even when they go and start reducing the amount of exposure they have, and they've done this in test studies now, and they start testing their urine after they put people on organic diets and fully, you know, completely strict, clean diets, they still find amounts of glyphosate in their urine. Now, it decreases significantly because they're now eating a much cleaner diet, but it stores in your tissue. peptide stores primarily a lot in your digestive tissue, your intestinal tract. And this is what happens, and it's really, really gotten horrific now with all these issues and these chronic illnesses. And I mean, it boggles my mind now how we see these kids. A lot of these kids, you know, in, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12 years old, and they're having so many problems. They're having all these allergies. They're having all these digestive problems. They're having all these behavioral issues. And this stuff wasn't prevalent except once in a blue moon 20, 30 years ago. I mean, you saw kids with stuff back then. But now it's like becoming a regular thing to the point it's becoming a normal occurrence that doctors are actually acting like, oh, yeah, well, it's fine. You know, they're going to start having gastrointestinal problems. All these allergies are normal. Oh, they have ADHD. Oh, they can't focus on this. Oh, this is fine. This is all very, very normal stuff now. This is very common. It's not normal, and it shouldn't be common. You shouldn't have to accept it and go along with it and say, oh, this is okay now. This is fine. I'm just going to have somebody in my family, my children, my entire family has chronic illness. It doesn't have to be that way. So don't listen to the lies. Also, too, in other news, I wanted to bring this up real quick because you guys know I'm was very, very heavily opposed to Trump giving ATF the green light to ban bump fire stocks. And now we have the first individual in the United States in Texas who has now been arrested on felony charges for owning a bump fire stock. This is the first person basically charged on the federal ban. And, of course, they continue to say how this is a tool, a device that can be attached to a weapon to make it shoot fully auto, which is complete and total lie. There's absolutely zero change to the trigger mechanism. ATF had to go in and change the definition of a machine gun from 1934 just to try to get bump fire stocks, which is a plastic device with no spring and no effect on the trigger assembly whatsoever, to make it a felony to possess. The owner, Ajay Duran, 43, of Houston, it came to his attention, and this is what got him busted. He got busted last month, apparently firing off emails towards the George W. Bush Foundation, telling the former president to send one of your boys to come and murder me if you want to take my guns, according to federal prosecutors, which is stupid. As you guys know, I tell you all the time, don't put stuff in writing. Don't send out threatening emails. Don't do that stuff. Don't be posting stuff on social media. It boggles my mind sometimes people post. It's just stupid. Don't do it. Don't leave stuff on voicemail. Don't leave stuff in text. Don't leave stuff in email. Just don't do it. They said that he's now also, too, been involuntarily committed to a psychiatric facility. Ah, there you go. And is now barred from owning any other firearms. So, of course, not only did they charge him with felony possession of a bump fire stock, they Baker Acted him, and they have now barred him from owning any other firearms. Now, I'm not saying that he is a healthy person or he does not have some type of mental disorder. I don't know because I've never met the man. They have said now that they're diagnosing him with schizophrenia. And they found the bump fire stock along with an AR-15 and four magazines in his home. This is the very first time that agents have found and busted someone for possessing a bump stock since the government, and I add, unconstitutionally and illegally added bump fire stocks to the Class 3 weapon category. This move, which went into effect in March, came after the alleged 2017 Las Vegas shooting, where the alleged shooter allegedly used a bump fire stock to allegedly shoot individuals from the hotel. And I say all that very, very loosely. And so they are now saying that he's facing multiple charges, including possession of a machine gun, which is a felony charge. So I just wanted to kind of bring that up in there, that yes, they are looking to try to do this, and yes, they are going to make an example of it, and yes, I do not think that bump fire stocks have any useful purpose whatsoever, but I do think that it was completely and totally out of line for Trump to go and tell the ATF that they could go and retroactively change law and verbiage from 1934 just to push their policy, which completely violated our Second Amendment and constitutional right. Because I said before, the problem with this is if you start allowing ATF to retroactively go back almost 100 years to change law to simply suit their purpose and banning items that don't even affect the firearm in any way, shape, or form trigger assembly, which is what they tried to depict it as, you then open up the book for them to start going in and making anything that they seem fit illegal at that point in time. So, again, I want to bring that up. This is the first example of the ATF charging somebody with felony possession of a machine gun for having a bump fire stock in their possession, Dev.
You know, the ATF is one of the most corrupt organizations in the country. Just look at Ruby Ridge, look at Waco. I mean, just, yep. You know, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, here's the deal, guys. I mean, if I'm sitting there and somebody tells, and I'm a sniper, and I'm with the FBI or ATF or whatever, and I've got a lady standing on a front porch, this would be Randy Weaver's wife, and I'm told to blow her head off while she's holding her baby. My response would be, no, I'm not going to do that. I said, what are you, nuts? I may hit the baby. I mean, she's not doing anything. She's not showing me any aggression. She's 700 yards away. Why am I going to blow her head off? They're not doing anything. She's just standing on the front porch with her baby. I see her in my scope. Shoot her. No, I'm not going to do that. And they would, of course, fire me, and I'd be gone, blah, 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 or they'd probably put me in jail for whatever. You know, but the whole thing is this. People follow those orders. People do what they say. They just follow their order blindly. They don't ask questions. That's why they don't like these guys with high IQs. You hear what I'm saying? They don't like that. You know, if you go into the military and you get tested, you have a high IQ, they put you in, like, you know, in a leadership role. It's where they can train you to make the, quote, right decisions. They don't want to put you in a battlefield position in which you just say no. You know, like, no, I'm not going to kill these people. Okay? They don't want you doing that. They want you just following orders. That's what you do. You're a grunt. You follow orders. Sad. By the way, the Trump administration is considering using Amazon Echo and Apple Watch to determine if citizens should own a gun. It goes right back to the HARPA information that Austin gave you 2 weeks ago. Guys, you know, Austin covered this weeks ago, and now finally other mainstream news areas are picking it up. You know, I want to thank Austin for doing that, because personally I had not even got involved with that one yet. I hope you enjoyed the show, man. We've had a good week of shows. I mean, all these shows have been really good this week. And so thank you. Thank you for your support. I had the privilege and the honor of praying for you again today. I love you guys. You're family to me. I mean, you know, this isn't a show for me. This is like when I get to hang out with family and talk to you guys. You know, I've got a friend of mine. His name's Kevin, and I've known him for, oh, gosh, you know, 35 years. And every time I see him, I say, hey, buddy, can you talk about anything? He goes, no, man, I hear you in Austin every day on the show. I know exactly what's going on. I'm like, okay. And it's just family. It's like we're all sitting around by the fireplace, you know, having some hot chocolate or something, you know, healthy hot chocolate with non-GMO milk with no bovine growth hormone. Okay, organic. And we're having something really good to eat with Sharon and her phenomenal cooking abilities. Guys, I love you. You guys are awesome to me. Remember, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And with God's on your side, it doesn't matter who comes against you, because we're always going to win through Christ. I love you. Austin, go ahead and finish up. You guys have a great weekend. I'll do the write-up, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday. God bless.
100%, absolutely. And yes, guys, always be ready for anything right now. As I told you before, as we've seen more of these events happen with these shootings, whether or not they were truly organic or whether or not they were more FBI events that we know the FBI has been complicit in for years, it doesn't matter. They're real. They happen. So be prepared. Always be ready. Practice, train, work out, get in shape, learn how to defend yourself, please. This is an issue of the American population, and we have to start staying self-sufficient. We can pretend that the government should sit there and hold our hands and babysit us and get us a bottle and change our diapers, or we can just take a step back and say, hey, listen, they're not going to protect us. They're not going to help us. So the only other option now is to be self-sufficient and become ready for anything. And if we can start doing that, we can make a huge difference and protect ourselves, our family, our communities, our cities, everywhere together like we used to do back in the old days. So again, thank you for the support. If you guys need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome weekend. Be sure to check out the product of the week, the chelation therapy, on sale right now for 10% off, and vote for next week to see what's going to win. Thank you guys. Be safe. Stay frosty. We'll talk to you again Monday as always.